Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in this chusah, the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Choftes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Aloha Beis. We're starting in the third line from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the previous Daf brought a few places, sources of extra income that Hegdish got. And one of them was Birutzim. Birutzim means when you have an overflow of oil or wine, more than the nesachim needed for the mizbeach, so that extra is a profit for Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, Ad kedoin birutzi tzibur. That's, if you talk about birutzim of karbon and tzibur, so I understand that these overflows are used for Hekdesh. Fafilu birutzi yachid, what about birutzi yachid? Also, seemingly, you would use that extra wine and oil, extra nesachim, for Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, V'lonim tzu klisharis boi mishal yachid. If you're going to use that money to buy klisharis, klisharis is being purchased by money that belongs to the individual, and it needs to be purchased by money that belongs to the tzibur. Answers the Gemara, Kado Datani, as we learned, we mentioned it earlier, Ish Shosu Ketoyen Slavano Tzichu Limsu Tzibur, a woman who makes a white cloth for a koyen, even though she's an individual, she needs to give it to the tzibur and then you can use it, meaning you could, if you give it correctly, it will belong to the tzibur. Similar over here, the birutzim of a yachid need to be given to the tzibur and then it can be used for the tzibur. Says the kedoin birutzilach, that's good, we're talking about liquids, that they become kodesh. What about the dry, what about solids? If you have birutzim in extra, the overflow of solid, what happens with that? Says the Gemara, Ka'ida, Tarinin, and Tamonim, we're going to learn from the following Mishnah. And here we're going to be using the Girsa of the Vilna Goyen that Reb Chaim quotes. What's the Girsa? The Girsa is bringing another Mishnah that says like this, Birutzei Lach Kodesh. When you have Birutzei Lach, meaning you have overflow of liquid, it's Kodesh. Birutzei Yavish, Chulin. But the Birutzei of solids are not Kodesh, they're Chulin. Why? V'lama Birutzei Lach Kodesh. V'lei Shemitas Lach Nimshach Mibivnim. The reason that the liquid is kodesh is because the vessel that you use to put the liquid inside is kodesh inside. Lama birutzi yovish choyl? Why is birutzi yovish considered to be choyl, not kodesh? Because you mean to say yovish, the vessel they use to measure the solid, lo yinushach b'me b'frim b'me chutz, not meshicha, they didn't put oil into it, shem la mishcho, not inside, not outside. So therefore only the liquids are kodesh, not the solids. Says, continues there the Mishnah called Birutzim Indus Alolu. What do you do with these extra, with the overflow of these? If there's another carbon to use them to come and join that carbon, either as nesachim or flour, so then they're going to join them. If they stayed overnight, they became posel. Reb Chaim says that's only the liquid, which are kodesh. The dry, not, because it doesn't have kedush yet. If it did not become posel, and it was not used to another carbon, so then you sell them, and the money you use to bring carbonis to the mizbeach. So that Mishnah tells us, what do you do? What do you do with the overflow even of solid? You use it for Kaitz HaMizbeach, you also use it for Hekdesh, even though it did not become Kodesh when it was in the Kli, when you had the overflow. Halacha Gimel Zok Mishnah. Moisar HaKtoris Mayoi Simbo. The leftover of Ktoris. Because the Ktoris was Shloish Moi Shishim Vishmoine Mone. 365 Kenegid Moisar Chamo and Shloisha Kenegid Yom Kippurim. And every year there was leftover because the year is less than 365 days if you go based on the Jewish calendar. So what do you do with this ktoiris? So says the Mishnah, mafrishim yimeno schar ha'umnim. You use that to pay the umnim. How do you do that? You do a frasha of money that you have to give the people that prepared the ktoiris. Umichalim oisol moiso umnim. And you michalal this ktoiris, yash gdusho, on the money. So you have money to pay the umnim. And you exchange the money of the umnim for the ktoiris. So now this ktoiris becomes chulin. Continues the Mishnah of Choftes Amud Beis. V'noisim oisol na'umni mischorim. You pay the craftsmen with this ktoiris. You give it to them as their schar, because now it's not kodesh anymore. It's chulin. So you can give it to them as a payment. V'choizim v'loichim oisim etshuma chadosho. Then you go back to the umni. What are the umni going to do with the ktoiris? They have nothing to do with it. They buy it back from them with a new truma and make it kodesh again. So the ktoiris becomes chulin by being exchanged with money. And then you go, you give it to the umnim as their payment. And then the umnim give it back, meaning they exchange it for new money. And this way, you're not paying the umrim with something which is kodesh, but you are doing some exchange over here, which makes it right in hekdesh. If Chodesh Nisan comes at the right time, which means it comes on the 30th day of Chodesh Adar, turns to be Nisan, so then that day, that day you already use the new truma and you buy with that the Ketores. And if not, you take from the Nishan. I mean, if Chodesh Nisan was postponed by one day, so you do that payment always in the same day. You always do it on the 30th day of Adar. In the 30th of Adar, which Chodesh Nisan, it's a new truma. If it's Lamed Adar, it's the old truma. Says the Gemara, Velonimtza Hegdesh, Mischala Hegdesh. What is the Moisa Umnim? What's the money of the Umnim? Where does that come from? That comes to Truma Salishka. So if you exchange the money of the Umnim with the Ketores, the money of the Umnim is Kodesh, and the Ketores is Kodesh. It's Kodesh for Kodesh. You can't do that. So then what should you do? First of all, you take the money from Truma Salishka, you make it choil by exchanging it for the binyan, which means the stones, the bricks that they used to in the middle of building, when they build it, it was still choil. They don't become kodesh until you finish the building. So they exchange for these stones that are being used to build some part of Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim. They go and exchange the money for that. So now the money becomes chulin. And now maybe a ketores or mechal on aleim. Now you come, you take the ketores and you mechal on this money which is chulin. And now the ketores becomes chulin. And then you give that money to the craftsmen as their payment, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. And Reb Chaim says, why don't I just take the ketores and mechal it on the binyan directly? So he explained, because the payment to the umnim will have to be anyway more. You need to have more money. Usually the ketores is not enough to pay the umnim. So therefore, I need the money anyway. So that's why I do it this way. Says the Gemara, Gir says, Oysam hamoyes mayase behem. Like, what do you do with the money? How do you do with the money? We just explained how you do with the money. So some take away this Gir of Oysam hamoyes mayase behem. According to the Hagoy Sagor, these words are not here. But the Gemara brings you another opinion. Rabbi Oymer, Oymer ani, inosnu lebeis karmu o lebeis haftinas. Who are they? They were the craftsmen, as the Gemara says, she would be keen, be pitum a ketores, who might say lecha aparim. They knew what to do with the ketores, they knew what to do lecha aparim. They were the craftsmen. So Rabbi says, you pay these craftsmen directly from the ketores. I don't have to go and do chilul of the ketores and then give it to them chulin. You could pay them with a kodesh. Why is that so? Because Rabbi holds that the kodesh is mischalal ala melocha. They did work. So when you pay them for kodesh, that kodesh turns to be chulin. Because whatever work they did, that became kodesh. And they're giving their work, their knowledge, their whatever they accomplish. So the minute the payment comes to them, it becomes chulin. The ketores that comes to the hands becomes chulin. I don't have to do another stage as we saw before. Says the Gemara of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, v'hem sheyu chayvin lehem moyes b'shar v'shoyno. That means if they owe them already money, so then you can pay them with the ketores. Then the Mefreshim explained, they have lev beis din matrim. Because they originally already owed the money, so you can take the ketores and pay for it, and that will be mischalal. But if you didn't owe the money, you just want to give them a prepayment or just something that happened now, then you cannot use the ketores to pay for it. So it says the Gemara of Chia bar Bo Boi, he asked the question, when the Flam of the Mudalef, lo yu chayovim lehem mois b'shar v'shoyno, what do you do then? We just explained that you use the moisar ketores to pay for the craftsmen, but that's only if you owe the money from before. If you don't owe the money from before, you don't pay for it. So what do you do if that case happened and you don't owe the money and you have leftover of ketores? Says the Gemara also, Rabbo b'shem Rav Chiyo, b'shem Rav Yochanan, mikitzim ben ta mizbeach. What you do with it is you use it to do kaitz mizbeach, to buy animals to put in the mizbeach when there's no korbanos there. So says the Gemara, Rabbo b'koyin bo kamei Rav Yosi. Machlof l'shitos ed Rav Chiyo b'arbo. L'chui Rav Chiyo b'arbo is changing his position. Why? Tamon tzurich alei v'ochab shitalei. Who's the one who asked the question? Rav Chiyo b'arbo, he's the one who asked, what do you do with the money if you don't owe money to the umnim? Who's the one who answers? Who gave the answer? Is Rabbo in the name of Rav Chiyo? So Rav Chiyo is the one who's asking the question. I mean, he doesn't know what the answer is, and he's the one who's saying the answer. Answers the Gemara. And it's Suichalei b'klisharis. And the pshita le'bekatz abizbech. Meaning, the question was, can I use the moisa ketores to buy klisharis? That's his question. He doesn't have an answer to it. But what he does know for sure is you can use the moisa ketores to katz abizbech. So Rav Chiyo says, I know the Moisa Ketores, you use it to pay the umnim. If you can't pay the umnim because you don't own the money, you'll use it for Kaitzei Zbeach. And he asked, can I use it for Kli Shores as well? And this he didn't answer. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shkolim Dav Chof Tes.